In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Our Lord Jesus healed the two blind men. In the words of St. John Chrysostom, the great father of the church, Jesus says, According to your faith, be it unto you, to confirm their faith and to show that they are participators in the good work, participants in their own healing, due to their faith. They participated in their own healing due to their faith. Centuries later, St. Theophylact of Bulgaria agrees. He says, Jesus led the blind men along even as far as to the house to show their steadfast faith and thus to condemn the unbelieving Jews. He asked them if they believe, showing that faith can accomplish all things. Faith can accomplish all things. Chrysostom also said that the Lord doesn't just rush to do a miracle, which would show vainglory on his part, but wants the faith demonstrated in those he heals. He wants the faith demonstrated in those he heals to show they deserve healing. If Jesus just went around healing everyone, whether they asked it or not, it would imply that by mercy everyone will be saved, whether they want to or not. And this would be the wrong message, says St. John. He says, for even Christ's love towards man has a kind of proportion, depending on the faith of those who are healed. That the Lord responds to our response. The Lord reacts to faith. The Lord answers the call of those who believe on him. We should not be surprised at this, and yet we must be confirmed in this. We need to be confirmed in this understanding of synergy, synergia. God is working, we are working. We respond to God, God responds to us. We are participators in our healing. We are to be participators in our salvation. In the words of a modern father, St. Ambrose of Optina, the work of our salvation depends on our volition, our will, our willpower. The work of our salvation depends on our will, and on God's help, and on cooperation. But the latter will not follow if the first does not precede it. If the first, our will, our desire is not there, then God's help will not be there. But if our desire, our will, precedes, then God responds and helps. The scriptures, brothers and sisters, are a constant call to live by faith, to live by faith, to live by faith and trust in God. The just shall live by faith, we read both in Galatians and in Hebrews. And it's interesting that in Hebrews, some people say St. Paul didn't write that letter, but he says the same text is in Galatians and Hebrews, but also back in Habakkuk in the Old Testament. The just shall live by faith. So it was an expression in general amongst the Jews. Or particularly in Galatians 5:6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith working in love. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or not, what your background is, Jew or Gentile, when you come to the Lord, it's your faith working in love in Jesus Christ. And while everything in the scriptures and in the church calls us to live by faith, the world which loves its own, the world which is in love with itself, works to encourage doubt, to encourage doubt in us and questioning, especially when our young people go to college. They are told there's a lot of really smart people who don't believe in God, and you can be one of those really smart people too. And yet what's obvious, what they ignore by the evidence, and not so smart, is that godless life leads to great misery, to addictions and neuroses and suicides and social misery abounding. And that the more godlessness goes up on this side, the more societal misery goes up in accordance. Instead, we live in the faith of Christ. We in the faith of Christ look to the brilliant and holy men and women we call saints. The saints were smarter than smart. They were smarter than all the smart people of our time. They were smarter than smart because they lived by the handed down wisdom of the ages. The wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of the living God. They didn't trust themselves. They trusted God. They didn't have faith in themselves, as the young are taught nowadays. They had faith in God and in his power for their lives. St. Paisius, the great elder, said, "Nowhere does the gospel tell you to believe in yourself. Nowhere does the gospel tell you to believe in yourself, but to believe in God, that God can help, that God can heal." Some people, however, take this the wrong way and say, man has powers and must believe in himself. To believe in oneself, says the elder, contains either egoism or even demonism. The world believes in itself. The world trusts itself. And it gets what it asks for. St. Theophon the Recluse said, the greater the faith is, the greater is the influx of divine power into us. The greater our faith, the more we open ourselves to God's power. Faith is the receiver, the mouth, the receptacle of grace. Just as one person's lungs are large while another person's are small, and the large take in more air while the small take in less, so one person has a larger degree of faith and another a small degree, and one person's faith receives more gifts from the Lord and another person's fewer. He says, God is everywhere. He encompasses everything and contains all and loves to dwell in human souls. He loves to dwell in human souls, does our Lord. However, he does not forcibly enter into those souls, even though he is almighty, but enters only by invitation. By invitation only. For he does not want to infringe upon the power which man has over himself, or infringe upon man's right to rule his own home, a right which God has granted. Whoever opens himself through faith, God fills. But whoever closes himself through unbelief, God does not enter, though he is near. Though he is near. Lord, increase our faith, because faith too is a gift, says St. Theophon. Do you believe that I am able to do this? The Lord asked the blind men, and we with them together say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe and confess it, and I live by this faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.